Welcome to the next episode of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, coming to you live from Driebergen in the Netherlands, straight from the forest, complete with not fake background noise of birds. I will be quiet so you can hear. That's a red-tailed swallow. Let me see if I can identify someone else. Got the blue-breasted Northern European. I'm just kidding. I know nothing about bird names. I am here today because I want to talk about how a podcast episode is different from a blog post or an email exchange with another human. I was on a podcast this morning and we really hit it off. We were talking before we hit record. We were talking after we hit record for quite a while. And we even talked during the podcast about the power of audio. It's also talking about my upcoming book, Audio for Authors. But we talked about how the voice of a person can connect and with another person. And one thing she said that I quite liked was, each voice is a fingerprint, a unique fingerprint that you can identify with or not identify with. But the idea that it really was so clear to me how words on a page are words on a page. And when you read them, you're in your action fiction novel, and you have an idea of how that main character sounds or how it sounds to you in your head, or maybe it doesn't sound to you like anything. Maybe it's just words, or I don't know how it works for everybody. But because they're words on a page, and you interpret them, and you connect them, you receive them, as however it is you do, in your own way, with your brain reading words on a page. However, with audio, part of that is taken away. And yes, there is some little less, let's say, imagination in that, let's say, the voice of the character is, well, there it is. It's the voice of the character. It's the audio. That's what you're hearing. So there's no longer open to your interpretation of the words you would read on a page. However, what it does have is that connection, is that fingerprint of the decibels and wavelengths and resonance of the audio, of the vibrations in the air that go into your ears and then into your brain, and you decipher it and decode it as you choose to do. And in this way, you're connecting with that person in a different way than you would with just words on a page. This is coming from a writer, mind you, who writes lots of words on pages and tries and hopes to connect with readers. Oops, I said listeners. But in writing this book, Audio for Authors, it has opened my mind even more than I thought it was already open to the idea of audio and why it's so powerful. So in a nutshell, this podcast episode of me and myself and my birds and my dog playing in the water over there is about connection and how I'd like to have more interviews. There's no reason I'm not doing interviews. I think it's because I need to set up Calendly or whatever it's called and get people on here. I have people who said they'd be happy to be on, and I know they would, and it would be great. I'm just not doing it yet. Maybe it's because I have 3 books, 2 online courses, and 18 other things to do. But hey, I'll get to it. That's why I'm started, right? Because then I can add in episode number XX, I can add interviews with people. And I can go delete the rest of these if they're terrible. But this one's good. A connection with listeners. That's you. You hear my voice and you can connect with that or not. There we go. Episode number, I don't know, Repossible Podcast, live from Driebergen in the middle of the Netherlands. A beautiful blue day. Blue sky day, birdies in the trees, dog in the pond. Doesn't get much better. I am, quote, working, and I'm sitting out here in the woods. There's your episode. Connection, woods, birds, sounds, music, vibration, connection, resonance. I got to stop. Till next week, Bradley Charbonneau, Repossible Podcast.